The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Finding Love Abroad. Sometimes you have to go beyond your comfort zone to get the things you truly desire, especially when it comes to dating and making romantic connections. A 2019 study found that for every 100 black women in the United States, there were only 79 black men. While many factors contribute to this disproportionate state of affairs, including, sadly, incarceration and reduced life expectancy, it can be discouraging for those ready to find their person. But fret not, there's hope. Though it may mean taking a trip to a new locale, if you're all set to find your bae and aren't afraid to travel to do so, here's a list of some of the best destinations for black women looking for love. Barbados. Dating in the Caribbean can sometimes get a bad rep, but according to travel show host and content creator Martinique Lewis, we shouldn't sleep on Barbados. The men of Barbados are truly gentlemen, she says. They are hard workers and often own their own businesses or work for a family business. That was one of the things that drew me to my Bajan boyfriend. Plus, he was so kind and so sweet. Thailand, with a growing black expat community, Thailand is not only a stunning vacation destination, but also a great place to show that you've still got the juice. If you're queer, it's one of the most accepting countries in Asia, digital creator Imani Bashir says. And if you're heterosexual, you'll find men between the many cafes, Thai gyms, and various conventions held in cities like Bangkok. Mexico. Popular travel influencer Karina Henry has been transparent about her dating app experiences around the globe. Dating in Mexico has been a transformative journey and has opened my eyes to diverse perspectives, she says. It has turned into a wonderful exploration of culture and personal growth, especially once I became more open-minded about the perfect man. South Africa. Dating on the mother continent just hits different. It's a homecoming in a sense. When we visit, add the potential to find a partner and have a baby, and you've won the lottery. Writer and creative entrepreneur Kelsey Marie Muhammad can attest to this, as she found her now husband on a visit to South Africa. If you are struggling to find love, your partner may be on a whole other continent, she says. I unexpectedly found love while in Johannesburg. It's a vibrant city with lots of social events, so it's the perfect place to find love as a black woman. The next article is titled, Blaxit, Book a Ticket and Go. Maybe you are experiencing a visceral reaction to projections about the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential elections or to the ongoing social and racial injustices in America. Perhaps you are yearning for a different lifestyle, one less ephemeral than just a few days of vacation. Whatever your reasons for considering living abroad, you are not alone. Per AARO, the number of U.S. citizens moving to other countries has been increasing consistently for over a decade. But depending on the place you dream of flying to with a one-way ticket, expat life can be both exhilarating and daunting. To give you a head start, here are five popular destinations where black women expats have made a home. Mexico. Many Americans are crossing the borders and choosing to settle in Mexico, according to CNBC. A job opportunity brought Jessica Matos to Mexico City in 2020. I took a leap of faith to move internationally, seeing it is an opportunity to increase my career marketability. She says, I never would have imagined living in Mexico for the long haul, but now I plan to call it home for many years to come. South Africa. Juani Rice, a native of Los Angeles, has been living in Cape Town for 5 years. She first fell in love with the country through its people. I used to protest against apartheid, she says. Exiled students from South Africa would join us, and although they were in the midst of struggle, they had the most amazing spirits. I knew I wanted to visit the place that produced those beautiful freedom fighters. Ghana, the phrase "go back to Africa" has new meaning as Ghana welcomes Black diasporans, putting the West African nation high on the list for Black expats. Deja Gordon has been living in Accra since 2019. There's a divine energy here that's completely different from living in America, she says. In America, it feels like a weight is on my shoulders. In Ghana, it's like the possibilities are endless. Portugal. Heather Courtney first visited Lisbon while in the U.S. Navy. She returned to live there in 2021. Explaining why she chooses to stay, she cites the ease of transportation, better health care, safety, quality of life, cost of food, and easy access to other European and African countries. But she warns that while she loves Lisbon, it is not perfect. Racism, colorism, and racial injustices are still felt today. Indonesia. This tropical nation off the coast of Southeast Asia has increasingly attracted people seeking an easier pace. Deidre Amala left Houston in the hope of finding an environment that better aligned with her spirit. I was burned out, she says, and realized that I would always be on the hamster wheel without really being any happier. She found her peace in Indonesia. The next article is titled A Hidden Gem of History. If North Carolina is on your upcoming travel itinerary and you're craving some cultural immersion, consider spending a night or two at the historic Magnolia House. This fully restored bed and breakfast in Greensboro was originally featured in the Negro Motorist Green Book, which listed gas stations, food stops, and comfortable lodgings that would welcome Black travelers during the Jim Crow era. Today, it stands as a testament to resilience and inclusivity in America's tumultuous history. Stepping through its doors is akin to going back in time to an era when Black journeyers faced segregation at every turn, but the property also tells a story of warmth, hospitality, and the triumph of the human spirit. Originally known as the Magnolia House Motel, and later as the Daniel D. Day Butts House, this iconic location opened in 1949, in a time when Black travelers faced discrimination, exclusion, and worse, the business welcomed guests of all backgrounds. It served as a refuge for Black leaders, musicians, athletes, and activists, including icons like Tina Turner, who sought respite from the harsh realities of racism as they traveled the country. Today, under the stewardship of Natalie Pass Miller and her husband, Devin Miller, the legacy of the historic Magnolia House lives on. Pass Miller's father purchased the dilapidated property in 1994 from the original owners, Years later, when she learned about its formidable story, a meticulous restoration project began. The historic Magnolia House has now been lovingly returned to its former glory, ensuring that its rich narrative remains intact for future generations to cherish. While it is, of course, updated to meet the modern traveler's needs, offering luxury bathrobes and walk-in showers, for example, so much of its powerful history and physical presence remains. We made sure to preserve the home structurally as a Green Book Hotel, Pass Miller explains. The most popular piece in the house is the stairwell because that is original, except for two boards. When you think about the stairwell, you think about all the hands that touched it. That story lives here, also on full display, amid the appropriately themed mid-century modern decor are original fireplace and porch elements, as well as other classic nods to homes of the 50s and 60s. With four thoughtfully curated rooms that pay homage to its famous past guests, the home offers more than just accommodations. Each one has its own unique educational experience, says Pass Miller. The Legends Room, for example, celebrates the famed athletes who have stayed, like Jackie Robinson and Satchel Paige. The Carlotta speaks to our Queens of Soul, where we captured the energy and essence of legends like Lena Horne, Ruth Brown, and Gladys Knight. There's also a room dedicated to the Black writers and intellectuals who once graced the halls, like Carter G. Woodson, and a music-inspired space inspired by friendship between Buddy Gist, the son of the hotel's original owner, and jazz musician Miles Davis. Additionally, the hotel has a restaurant, a bar, and a pavilion event space, making it an ideal venue for weddings, corporate events, and more. You're walking in the very halls and staying in the very rooms as James Baldwin and experiencing the dining experience that Baldwin or Louis Armstrong or any of our historic guests had, Pass Miller says. It's why this property is so much more than just a hotel. It's a cultural landmark. A museum on site showcases its storied past through immersive VR and AR technology, allowing each guest to delve deeper. There is a presence that exists here, Pass Miller continues. You can just feel all the ancestry, love, and protection. We have literally made the walls talk with our historic preservation technology. Located 20 minutes from the Piedmont Triad International Airport, this safe house offers accessibility and seclusion, making it the perfect destination for those seeking a tranquil retreat steeped in history. Whether you're drawn to its rich heritage or to the allure of its quaint surroundings, a stay at the historic Magnolia House is an encounter like no other. It's a journey through time where the past intertwines seamlessly with the present, leaving an indelible mark on all who cross the threshold. The next article is titled Inside Keith Lee's Food Field World. God is amazing. Keith Lee often uses this phrase to describe his ascent from professional MMA, mixed martial arts, fighter to one of the most prolific and influential food critics of this generation. It all started with a little faith, a long-standing love of cooking, a desire to support small and black-owned businesses, and a TikTok profile. The 27-year-old, whose account has amassed nearly 16 million followers, spends his time traveling from city to city, posting reviews of mom-and-pop restaurants, fan-recommended eateries, and popular national chains, rating them on a scale of 1 to 10, all from the front seat of his car. His approach has been imitated by fans and celebs alike since his rise to stardom. "I always knew I would be where I am," says Lee. "I had no idea how I was going to get here. I had no idea of what career or path God had in store, but I knew He had put me on a path to be where I am now." The path is clear because just about anything Lee touches or reviews turns to gold. What sets him apart is his ability to uplift local restaurants, all while helping them chart a new course of business and gain foot traffic. "We are blessed enough to be a platform for restaurants that already have great food and great customer service, but they just might need a little help with marketing," says Lee. Frank Steele, owner of Franken Sons, a pizzeria in Las Vegas, saw a huge increase in customers after Lee reviewed his restaurant. Steele's uptick in business was almost the moment when Lee realized he had made it. People were actually listening to him. His authenticity and transparency about his recommendations and his food preferences were resonating with fans far and wide. "I was like, oh, this might be getting bigger than what I could have imagined," recalls Lee, whose followers have front row seats as they witness Steele and others become overcome with emotion at Lee's generosity. But let's be clear, it's not just the mom and pop restaurants that are getting a piece of the Keith Lee pie. His viral TikTok review of an off-menu Chipotle quesadilla order hack in December of 2022 struck the internet like lightning, so much so that it ended up being added to the chain's menu. According to the Mexican-inspired fast casual franchise, the brand saw 30.6 million views, 3.7 million likes, 47,000 comments, and 69,500 shares of TikTok content about the steak quesadilla with fajita veggies. Not only was the impact seen online, but Chipotle customers started flocking to the stores. They were ordering steak quesadillas with added toppings such as fajita-style sautéed veggies, extra cheese, and sides of sour cream and vinaigrette for dipping. Simple but deeply delicious. This phenomenon has been dubbed the Keith Lee effect by his fans. "I just eat food. I pray and I allow everything to happen the way it's supposed to," Lee says. As Lee's star rises, he and his team get hundreds of messages from small businesses across the country pleading with him to stop at their restaurant when he announces he'll be in their area. For the select few, the online fanfare is just the beginning. In addition to offering wisdom and taking the occasional selfie with these lucky restaurant owners, Lee often doles out his personal cash via generous tips. On the other hand, negative reviews have led to backlash for the restaurants and even online threats toward Lee. Lee has become a food king complete with a queen, the Detroit native is the proud father of two children, Carter and Riley, with his wife of 4 years, Ronnie Lee, who often appears in his videos and helps in running the family business. Lee believes he owes a lot of his success in life and otherwise to their relationship. Before my wife and I really got serious and started taking our union seriously, I was on a completely different trajectory, he says. His admiration for his wife is not only inspiring, it's agape, the noblest and highest kind of love and devotion. I give her a lot of credit, just as I give God a lot of credit, Lee says. Being married to a black woman is second to none, and having black children and being able to be a representation for my community and being a representation for myself is priceless. It's his wife who helps him keep rooted during the negative times as well. As he has gained more attention, Lee has had to dissuade his followers from hate bashing businesses whose food he hasn't rated highly. He's also been forced to clarify with businesses when individuals have fraudulently placed orders in his name. He's even faced criticism and grievance from New Yorkers on his food choices, such as when he ordered a salmon chopped cheese during a local stop of his tour on syndicated NYC-based radio show The Breakfast Club. Co-host DJ Envy referred to Lee as a hood food critic, a term the food influencer didn't appreciate. It is a part of the process, Lee explains. It comes with the territory. I try my best not to pay attention to the outside noise and personal critique. The only time I speak on it is when narratives are thrown, and those narratives become the leading story, and that starts affecting the businesses that we go to, or it starts affecting my family. That's the only time I do speak on it. Food reviews, as we know them, are changed forever thanks to Lee's influence. But one thing that won't change is his belief in God and himself. The main focus for me was being myself in all aspects and staying true to who I am at the core, he says. Really, I just turn on the camera and record, and I'm just myself at all times. The next article is titled, A Black American Dream Deferred? The steps to achieving home ownership involve so many systemic hurdles for black buyers that it's nearly impossible for many to cross the finish line. In his poem, Harlem, published in 1951, Langston Hughes poses one of the most profound questions in American literature. What happens to a dream deferred? It is confounding to contemplate. What happens when goals cannot be met? What is the impact of ambition perpetually thwarted in the context of the American dream when the goal of home ownership is systemically deferred through redlining practices, predatory lending, racially restrictive clauses, and all manner of discriminatory hurdles? Their impact on Black Americans is evident, and the consequences are harmful and ongoing. As of 2022, the home ownership rate among Black Americans stands at 45%, significantly lagging behind the 75% rate for white Americans. The wealth gap is equally alarming, with the average white household possessing 6 times the wealth that the average black household does. Adding to these challenges are soaring home prices, a scarcity of inventory, and questions regarding the current effectiveness of home ownership as a means of generating wealth. These barriers present a daunting challenge for aspiring deterring Black millennial buyers, hindering their realization of their home ownership dreams. A deferred legacy, Black millennials, and the affordable housing crisis. Hughes wrote his famous poem while residing in a Harlem row house at 20 East 127th Street. That house is now worth an estimated $2,268,000, a price tag that even a writer of Hughes' standing would likely find challenging to afford in today's economic climate. This antidote highlights a barrier many Black millennials face in the present-day housing market, the lack of affordable properties. In 2022, prospective Black homeowners faced a significant challenge due to a substantial surge in mortgage interest rates, which reached over 7%. That's more than double the 2.98% rate from the previous year, as reported by the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, NAREB. In its 2023 State of Housing in Black America report, NAREB President Courtney Johnson Rose, Ph.D., emphasizes the importance of maintaining a proper perspective on these statistics, stating, even with a 7% interest rate, borrowing to buy a home remains a more cost-effective option. When we lease, we are essentially paying 100% interest. Insufficient housing inventory exacerbates the problem of finding affordable housing, with demand outpacing new construction by 100,000 units yearly. The shortage significantly contributes to the escalating housing affordability crisis, Rose says. The result is the most substantial housing shortfall we have seen in nearly 50 years. To address this shortfall, the Biden administration has proposed measures to boost housing supply and offer down payment support, catalyzing an increase in grants, assistance programs, and innovative bank solutions. For example, Bank of America's Down Payment Center makes home ownership more accessible for moderate income individuals with new products like America's Home Grant, offering up to $17,500 for down payment and closing costs. Economist and Brookings Institution Senior Fellow Andrew M. Perry, a proponent of such equitable grants and government programs, asserts the necessity of these programs for dismantling systemic barriers. We can't resolve the home ownership gap by bootstrapping our way to land and property ownership. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.